This is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine.
I can barely hear it.
Stay tuned for more.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the program's host and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the management of this radio station or the management of the American Radio Network. The producer and the host of this program are solely responsible for the opinions.
Street speak. You're listening to the Kaleidoscope Radio Magazine. This is Street Speak. I'm your host, Donnie Keith.
And this is your co-host, Iceberg. Street speak.
Fellas, I wonder would you mind if I talk to you a minute? You know, sometimes we have our tendencies, or should I say we forget what a woman needs every now and then. That is, if you want to keep your thing together.
Yeah.
Listen to me now.
Do the things that keeps a smile on her face.
Hey everybody, welcome to Street Speak, the place where music, comedy, and hip-hop culture collide. As always, I'm your host, Miss Donnie Keith, and my co-host is none other than the Ice B-Y-R-D. Today we have some really special guests in the house, some ladies in the house. We got Miss Melanie Camacho, also seen on Def Jam, Comic View, and so many other shows. She was on tour with Cat Williams. We got Miss Laura Hayes, one of the queens of comedy, in the house today. We also have Chocolate Storm, a funny comedian, in the house. Y'all, make some noise. Let the people know who you are, what you do.
Oh, hey, we can talk now, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's all good. How you ladies doing?
Doing good. How y'all doing?
All right. Starting with you, Miss Laura. Go on and let the people know who you are and what you got going.
I'm Moni, Lili, Woo Woo, Aaron, and Amarion's grandma.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But you may know me from Comic View as Miss Laura or Queens of Comedy as the host. And... You mean got going, like, can I talk about some other stuff?
We'll talk about that later.
Oh, yeah, just the little resume thing.
So they know exactly
thing.
Who you are at the moment when they hear your voice.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Okay, we'll go for it, Miss Melanie.
Well, this is Melanie Camacho, and you've probably seen me on the same thing, the Comic View, the Def Jam, saw me on The American Hustle, the movie with Cat Williams, hair show. I mean, you've seen me on something.
You've seen her on everything. Trust me.
No, you ain't seen me on ER or the show Hawthorne. That's what I'm trying to get on.
No, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
Jada.
Right. What's up with you, Chocolate Storm?
Hey, this is Chocolate Storm. Who's that Joe? Season 3. You may have seen me years and years ago. The 976 Party Line Queen. 7070.
Yes,
comedian out of Long Beach, California. What's up?
Hey.
All righty.
Okay, well, today's show topic, as you can hear by the music in the background, is all about what a woman wants and what we need and what we don't need to hear come out of your mouth.
That's right?
What today's show is about.
Okay.
Yeah, I sat up and listened to Bird and D-Lay talk about what they hear women talk about.
Yeah,
today, we're
going
to talk about what the heck we don't want to hear.
Oh,
go ahead, Bird. Do your thing.
We'll make it worth something.
Speak on it.
Hi, everybody out there doing in Kaleidoscope land. All the ladies, I'm surrounded by ladies. I feel lucky right now, but we're going to see how the show take it.
Yeah.
Ladies, I got a question for you.
Go on.
It's real deep.
Uh-huh. We like it deep.
Ooh. That's one of the things we don't like. I got a question for you. Say, go ahead.
Both of
yeah,
y'all.
Yeah, we don't want
two
it shallow.
Sides of it. Okay,
right,
look.
Yeah, because we like it deep.
Yeah. I used to like it deep.
All right. What do you love about a man? What turns you on about the male species? Starting with you, Miss Laura.
Just that they're so different and unique.
Just different.
Yeah, they absolutely.
I mean, we are different.
No, it took me a long time to realize that they really are a different species. Because, you know, I would always look at things from my perspective, thinking that it was right, not realizing that he has never experienced what I've experienced just by the nature of being a man. Ooh, that sounds deep. Yeah. I will.
Write that down.
Get deep with it. Okay. No, I'm always intrigued by just the male species and how they think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can understand that. Because there's definitely a lot of thoughts.
I like them because they can open my jar. Sometimes jars be a little tough. But then if you got strong homegirls, you know.
They're just so sexy to me.
Yeah, everything about
biceps.
Yeah, since you said that.
Them pecs. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Y'all hear Melanie.
Especially the black man. No other man for Melanie Camacho. But the black man. I love y'all. You represent sexy.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate it. We definitely
especially
appreciate
of the chocolate persuasion.
Oh, well, look, you see how she shot me down, y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all know
yeah.
I'm like, I ain't talking to you.
She didn't say butterscotch.
I like chocolate.
She didn't say butterscotch.
I like mulatto anyway.
What about you, Chocolate Store?
Man, let me see. I had two personalities, so that young personality, like a little roughneck with the packs, like Ms. Camacho said.
With the packs.
Little
yeah.
packs. You know, but... The knocking on the door 50 me, man, just the different mentalities. I like to laugh.
Okay.
I like to role play without him knowing that we role playing.
Is that that personality
that's
or
laughing.
The other
one? Yeah, I don't know. She thought she liked
which,
the role play. Hold on, wait a second.
Without him
how
knowing
do you like to role play without
Chocolate
him knowing
Chocolate Storm
that's
sound like a hero. Yeah,
we gonna go.
I'm a Scorpio.
We gonna go to the
I mean,
next
question.
Oh, you a Scorpio girl.
I'm a Scorpio.
Hello.
It gets deep.
Yeah,
Scorpio.
Y'all some freaks.
Y'all hear it. Y'all hear it.
You better know it. All right,
next question. What's the worst thing a man can say to you ever? The worst thing you can hear come out of a man's mouth.
Mm. Woo, I got it.
Oh, me too.
Oh. Whichever one. Go first.
What you got?
The worst thing could ever come out your mouth is you got a couple of dollars.
No, my worst thing ever is I'm in love with your brother.
That's the worst thing ever. They might as well get an orange soup ready for me. Okay.
That's a whole nother
Jerry
game.
Episode for sure. Jerry,
you little girl, booty getting
big. There's a lot of men flip flopping nowadays.
Yeah. What'd you say, chocolate store?
You little girl, booty. Invite them to a party and burn the whole building down.
Comment on my baby booty.
That's a good one.
What'd
you say?
Ooh, your baby booty getting big. What you?
Yeah,
oh,
that is.
Oh, yeah,
it's time for you to go.
Yeah, they might as well get the cuffs and the orange suit.
That's almost deserving of a hole in their body.
Man, make comments on your little, you know, I got a little girl.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, Chuck Storm, little kids.
Yeah, you might get stabbed with an ink pen.
I got
a comment like that.
Don't
even
granddaughter.
Matter of fact, don't even ink poison. You're going to get your ink poison. That's what
Miss
Laura said.
One at a time.
No, you know what? After a statement like that, you better be scared to start your car.
Slaughter. Like I said, slaughter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, before we get in here and get the picks and the fire sticks and all that, we're gonna go to the next question.
Because there's a whole lot of answers to the question.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Baby.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, uh-huh.
That's right. What I love.
Because I got a whole lot of things I'd hate for them to say to me.
Okay.
Let me say the worst thing a man can say to me.
What is it? Though?
Is you getting fat? Duh. You should have known that when you met me.
Yeah.
Didn't.
Go ahead, Bird. Right.
Now, ladies.
P-H-A-T or, I'm sorry, Bird.
What if y'all were in a party or the club and the guy, your man,
mm-hmm.
he's flirting with another woman in front of you.
Uh-huh. That turns me on.
What's the worst thing he can say after she walks away? What's the worst
thing?
The worst thing that come out of his mouth? What would you think that would be?
He better not say nothing.
The worst thing, baby, I'll be right back. Let me holler at her.
He better
right
not
quick.
Say yeah. nothing. Don't even say.
Say don't make it
nothing.
Seem like you've been knowing it too long. Don't make don't, nothing. Don't bring no attention
anything
to yourself.
You say
is you trying
be
to cover
used
it
against
up.
You.
Best I hate when they try to act like they
and
did.
And understand the look on my face that says you better not ever do that again. He better not say nothing.
What about you, Chocolate
What
Storm?
If he say he gotta go?
See.
You know what? I'll be back, baby.
Let me put this.
Let me holler at
he better
right
not
quick.
Say nothing or do nothing.
Nah.
He might as well just stand right there for 30 minutes and
okay.
don't do nothing.
Okay.
Move. See what happens.
Yeah, no, I'm with Melanie and Miss Laura on that. Yeah.
Look, obviously, you see how they do us? She told me he need to look for a ride home. Like, she wouldn't ride with you. You was already riding
with him. I'm riding with him, but I got the keys.
She ain't
holla.
That's right. But
I
asked somebody.
Me standing at the gas station.
Together.
The worst thing a man can say to me is that he wasn't looking when I seen your eyeballs spitting fire in that direction.
Don't lie.
Because I'm looking at you. We watching you as soon as we see the hot chick.
Oh, yeah. Y'all look. Y'all see him 10 seconds before. Y'all looking at us.
Oh, yeah. We
time.
Look at them first.
The
then we look
time.
At you and wait for you
respond.
To look.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no.
We
see, what
know.
They most of them do is play it off when they looking at it. They be like, ooh, after they stare down for 30 minutes. Don't she look nasty?
But see, I'm the type of little ficky. I say, yeah, that's my homegirl. The name used to be Jane. On that note,
I went to school with her.
On that note, we're gonna take a quick break.
Yeah, James ain't here though.
Okay.
James.
On that note, we're gonna take us a quick break and we're gonna be right back with some more Street Speak because it's getting ignorant in here. Because James would have a problem. Yeah, it is hot in here.
Bang. Gorgeous, hot, and sexy models like you've never seen.
Yeah?
I'm telling you, what a website. I start ordering right online, and then my engine was roaring and my rocket was ready.
Hey, hope the wife don't find out.
You kidding? She told me about it. Anyway, finally I can get my hands on what I've wanted my whole life.
You mean?
Yeah, supermodels.
You're kidding.
No, model trains, model planes, model rockets, ehobbies.com. Rocks.
A new world for hobbyists and free shipping with a $25 minimum purchase. That's ehobbies.com.
LendingTree.com is turning the tables on the loan process. Now, rather than going from bank to bank in search of the best deal, you can have over 100 banks and lenders actually competing for your business. You fill out one simple form, then within hours, you'll receive up to 4 great offers. It's easy, it's free, and let's face it, it's better. LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information and state license disclosures, please visit our website located at www.LendingTree.com.
Want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? She'd make a really excellent mother. Cause the love that she gave to me, babe, wasn't able to make it enough for you to leave open wide. No.
And every time I scratch my nails down somebody's back, yeah, she's an angry one, ain't she? Welcome back, y'all. You're listening to Street Speak. I am sitting here with the ladies of comedy, Chocolate Storm, Melanie Camacho, and Miss Laura Hayes in the house.
Hey.
Go ahead, Bird. Do your thing.
All right, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Next question. Mm-hmm. Have you ever fronted a man in front of his partner? In front of his friends.
Oh no, I don't roll like that. That's very disrespectful. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna pull my man to the side.
That's
we're gonna
right.
go in the back, and it's gonna be a whole bunch of stuff going down.
Huh.
You better believe
right.
that.
So I don't want nobody
you
in your business.
Booming and booming and booming, but
right,
not in front of
not
his boys.
That's yeah, right. I've never
the first time.
I've never. It's got to be a situation like it's over, and he done did something real messed up, and I'm really going to clown.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it's you know if it's just.
If it's something real hard and heartfelt, you're not going to front him off in front
mm-hmm.
of him.
Yeah, because his boys is in my audience. Then it's on like popcorn.
Yeah, because when you front a man off, you are pushing the button because you don't know what he going to do.
Hello.
You don't know if he going to slam you across the table.
Well,
you don't know if he going to catch a pinky ring or what. Yeah. You got to know who you slamming on. And if you could slam a man in front of his friends, then he probably a punk anyway. So.
Hello.
He's a punk. He's a punk.
What about you, Miss Stone?
What was the question again? That blew my mind.
Have you ever fronted a man in front of his partner?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
she said, yes sir.
Sir.
How's that work out for you?
Gangster.
Worked out fine.
Must have been.
But I won't front him off right away. Like Mr. Camacho, like Sister Laura said, I'll pull him to the side. You know, can I holler at you for a minute? You know, but don't tell me, hold on, I'm with Craig and them or something. Don't give me no stupid reason why you can't let me holler at you or something.
Right now.
Then the neck's getting loose.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? The fingers
and then the
going
is next.
Heck yeah.
And the hand going upside down. See, sister, all right, long she letting you know like this. But when the bitch go like this.
Uh-oh.
And start.
When the what? When the lady go?
When
like
the sister go like
when
that?
When the sister like this, like you know, I just need to talk to you. And then once the hand go like this, look.
That's when the whole attitude changed. Okay, we gonna go to the next question.
I'm fronting them off.
Don't let the neck pop.
Once the neck.
My dude was trying to give me a surprise party. So this was like agony for about 3 weeks or a month or something. I didn't know what was going on. So when I bust up in my house, I accused him of my best friend. And everybody was like, surprise.
So you was wrong then.
She's damn wrong. Look, he like, man, why you even bring that up?
That sound like a movie I
mean,
watch.
And then he hanging up on me in grocery stores, and I'm like, you know, what are you whispering? You know, I got beside myself.
Okay. Yeah, it's hard to surprise a sister.
I almost,
he almost got
his wheel. Okay, look,
now I'm about to say none of that.
Next question. I ain't going to bust your windows. I might glue your hand to your face.
I guarantee you paying for it. Whether it's going to be your ties and your windows, or you're going to pay for it out your pocket. But you're not damaging nothing of mine. Deface nothing.
Women, we get too mad and do stuff.
Nothing.
Yeah. Depends on what you did.
But I keep mine so official, though. I'm so straightforward, like
an
arrow.
Well, then you ain't got nothing
exactly.
to worry about.
So if you do it, you out of line.
You right. That's right.
Because you got to be out of line for a woman to just bust your windows out. Or you done broke her heart.
Oh, if you done busted some windows, then somebody got mad.
Got some of them just jealous.
You got some men like that, too.
You done broke their heart. That's what it is.
You got some men like that, too, Burr.
They heart broke.
Burr, you got some men like that, too, because I done had a stalker. I done put the shuka-shuka on somebody. I done had a stalker.
Next question.
Can I just use your bathroom?
No,
real quick.
That's why I did not put that question on there about women and stalkers, because we have all had a stalker. If you got good nook, you gonna have a stalker.
Okay. If it's good, I only want it that once. I ain't never coming back.
Oh, you gonna want to come back?
I ain't never coming back.
How can you not come back?
Because it's dangerous. It's dangerous.
Yeah, it make you want to bust windows out the car.
Never that. It's just I'm a woman.
No, it makes you want
to. He said it's dangerous to do that.
I cut it off though. If something that's worth.
Okay, it's about us today. Next question.
Bird say it's dangerous to do right.
My God, have you ever been fronted by a man in front of your girl? Flip the question.
Well, see, actually, it's kind of like the same principle in the same way that I wouldn't diss him in front of, you know. Once a man knows me or we're together, he knows
that ain't what
not to even
to
take it there.
Well,
because he knows a side of me. He knows a side of me that could be penitentiary bound.
Okay.
So we don't do that.
Yes.
I've never experienced that.
She say never.
She'll
look at him the way she looking at me right now.
Lucky you. Lucky you.
And they do not move.
Oh, no.
Go ahead, Miss Camacho.
I've been.
What happened?
Fronted. He was ready for wanting to know what I was doing out with my girls. He's done found me at the club, comes up and
crazy.
What you doing up here? I'm hanging out with my girls. He thought I was with another guy, and then he got there, and it was me and my girls.
Yeah.
He looked stupid.
So that day you was wrong.
Yeah.
You gotta turn it on you.
That me. Day.
And that girl, he love you. He love you. My girl's trying to make me think like, nah.
Look, y'all, I had one so cold. I had on his wife beater. We at the car wash, but because
you had on his wife's beater,
his wife beater T-shirt.
That's what she said, "I was like, no. I was gonna say, whoa, girl, you messing around with married men?"
No, I had on his wife beater T-shirt,
tank top.
I looked too cute in his tank top. Somebody said, "Girl, you look nice today." I said, "Thank you." This fool said, "Give me my shirt back at the car wash." He didn't know me. I took that shirt off and walked home in my bra.
No, you did not.
Oh, I had a ride real quick. Don't ever tell me to give you your shirt. I had a bra on.
It'd have been a million pieces.
I had a bra on, fool.
Still, she got a whole bunch in that bra.
No, you didn't say it.
What is them, quadruple D's?
Okay. And if you front me over how I look in the T-shirt, imagine what
the
bra. I just want
to know what kind of T-shirt that was that you got them double quadruple D's in a white
thing.
That must have been a triple XL or something,
it was
right?
A lineman or something.
Right, right. Okay. Why? Did you know that after 3D is F, there's no E? Oh, well, that's you must be F.
No, I'm still in the double D's, but
I'm F. Yeah, I had to go F. I'm an F, too, with another line on it. Yeah, A. And I'm going to be an A because I ain't getting no surgery, okay? Amen. You get me, you get nipples. No.
Okay. Well, y'all.
What kind of chocolate? She didn't answer.
Yeah, go ahead, chocolate store.
No comment.
No comment?
I ain't never been fronted.
Ain't no man ever.
And she ain't about to get fronted either. That's why she ain't got no comment.
OG chocolate.
That's OG chocolate. Long
my man listening to the show.
She's scared of.
Okay, y'all, on that. It's too many women for her to be scared in here. We're going to take a quick break and come back for some more on Street Speak. Y'all keep listening. It's getting wild.
Welcome.
Thanks, boss. So, when do I get to choose my new office?
Choose? What do you mean, choose?
I'm looking for something in a corner window office. Maybe facing the park.
Yet another person spoiled forever by Autotrader.com, the biggest, best used car site on the planet. After he found just the used car he was looking for from the huge selection at Autotrader.com, he expects to get choices like that all the time.
Hey, this one's nice.
I'll say it is. That's my office.
Perfect.
Autotrader.com. Your car is waiting.
Welcome to your new job, young man.
Thanks, boss. So, when do I get to choose my new office?
Choose? What do you mean, choose?
I'm looking for something in a corner window office. Maybe facing the park.
Yet another person spoiled forever by Autotrader.com, the biggest, best used car site on the planet. After he found just the used car he was looking for from the huge selection at Autotrader.com, he expects to get choices like that all the time.
Hey, this one's nice.
I'll say it is. That's my office.
Perfect.
Autotrader.com. Your car is waiting.
Welcome, welcome back to Street Speak, you guys. We are here. This is the place where music, comedy, and hip-hop culture collide. Thank y'all for tuning in. The topic again is what women don't want to hear come out of a man's mouth. Okay, quick roll call on the music you guys have heard thus far. You have heard A Woman's Gotta Have It, Bobby Womack. You heard Fleetwood Mac with Dreams. You heard No Woman, No Cry, Bob Marley. Alanis Morissette, You Oughta Know. Waiting in Vain, Bob Marley. Cosmic Girl, Jamiroquai. Evil Ways, Santana, as you hear it right now. You will hear Black Magic Woman by Santana and Free by Denise Williams. Bird, go ahead, do your thing.
Hey, everybody out there in Kaleidoscope, we are back. This is Street Speak. And the topic is what
Yeah, well,
the ladies don't want to hear
what the ladies
yeah,
don't
I try to get
hear.
Into my Barry White mode every baby. Once in a while, you know. You know, I'm surrounded by the ladies, you know, by all of the ladies.
Scared, we're going to jump on you.
I ain't scared. Okay.
Okay, what's the next
we
question?
We got a question.
Okay.
All right. If a man wanted to get your attention in public, if he was eyeing you and he wanted to make sure you noticed him, what would be the worst thing he can do? That would just turn you completely off. Failed mission.
For me, it'd be, hey, Miss Lady, Miss Lady.
Ready already.
Hey, I Miss hate lady. That. That irritates
hey,
me.
Miss Lady. What's up, Miss Lady?
Or ma'am. Don't call me ma'am money. When you're trying to holler.
I don't think it's so much as something he would say as... like, I'll give him a chance to make a statement, but if you walk up to me and there's any kind of breath, arm, odor, stuff like that, then, you know, I would give him a chance to speak.
Okay.
You know, so.
And then you tell him your breath.
Exactly.
What's your name? Mint?
Yeah.
What's your last name? Toast?
Okay. Toasty. What would turn me off?
Yes, the just ultimate. Worst thing a man can say.
Shoes or you said the worst thing.
Teeth.
Say.
Teeth turn me off. If there's anything wrong with your teeth, one missing yellow crust, any of that.
Gross. Yeah, see, I think we mostly we give you a chance.
They give you a few chances to say something. Uh-huh. Basically, is what they're saying.
But your
appearance plays a major part.
No, but if you're looking at me and licking your tongue and doing that's all a turn off for me.
Always.
You don't like that.
Like
the
licking your tongue and making
adult TV action.
I hate when they trying to pose with their hands in front of them, trying to look cool in a cheap suit, and they trying to holler at you. With some biscuits on.
Not one of them purple suits out there.
Yeah, Steve Harvey jacket down to his ankles. Mm-hmm. No. And you 5 feet tall? I don't think so.
That overly
confident.
Yeah, that cockiness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or with me and what I got to do to get with you.
She do that well, too. Shaka Storm did that well.
That a girl, you know, and I'd be like, me too, like.
That's three strikes. Somebody's out.
Right. Not you.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Overly confident.
They don't like that. I mean, it's good.
Like man,
you got to be confident though, but you just can't be too cocky. Right.
What'd you say, Chocolate Storm?
I like that whistle thing that I get.
Oh, you still get that? You go, girl.
brothers don't kind of do that anymore. You look at most of the Latino city.
I know it had to be a Latino. Brothers don't
Latin,
do that.
The Latin man.
And stuff like that, you know. White area, so
okay. No, that's Mexicans,
so,
girl.
I'm just kidding. I'm from the white area. I'm in my Disneyland, so that's what's there.
Okay.
And then, you know, you have little city worker guys. And
right.
Okay. Yeah. Last question. I'm sure y'all not going to have to go too far with your imagination with this one. All right.
Okay.
Now, if you could be in any love scene, any movie you choose, any male actor, who would it be and why?
Sean Connery, and I don't know why.
Sean Connery was a fine James Bond. I was looking at an old James Bond the other day.
I really particularly liked him when he was Harrison Ford daddy in the
Raiders. Raiders.
And I can't tell you why, because I've, you know, like never that dated rough, outside rough, my rugged. Race or whatever. Yeah. But
he's sexy.
He chew ugly, though.
He's fine. He's sexy, but he ain't as fine as the man that
who?
I girl,
who Melon?
Idris Elba. Oh my God! I'd like to do the remake of what's that one where they was throwing Jack Nicholson's first movie where they was throwing each other the rings, always rings twice.
The postman always rings.
Yeah, I'd love to do the remake of the postman rings twice with Mr. Idris Elba. Oh my God. Woo! I love that love scene, baby.
Oh,
so
goodness.
It's Melanie Camacho whenever you're in LA.
See how she just switched up for you.
She got hey, sexy. And whenever you're in L.A., Idris.
We can rehearse anytime.
I know that's right. Woo! You know, something happened to slip up.
What about you, Chocolate Storm?
Slip out.
What about you, Chocolate Storm?
Man.
J.J. Walker. No, I'm kidding.
I already slept with JJ. I'm old like him, so you know, we go a long way back.
Okay.
So if you could make any love scene with any male celebrity, who would it be?
LL Cool J.
LL Cool J.
Woo! He's sexy with his hat on.
Okay, all right.
his make me choke. His conversation is to me.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to say the name that everybody here didn't say. Denzel, he getting older, but I still have to give Denzel some of this dime.
I love Denzel, but you've been replaced. I've upgraded.
About 10 years younger.
Yeah. I would Idris too. Idris is fine. I have to give it up for Idris. He is fine, but there's something about Denzel's walk that means he's going to just tear some
he
stuff
He walked like
up.
The president. Have anybody noticed that?
That cool walk?
Yeah.
The president walked like him.
The
president
said,
I'm going to walk like Denzel during this inauguration.
You know when they had him coming down that hallway, and right when he first got to be president, he's walking through the crib and stuff. Mm-hmm. And look at
it's
walk.
It's not a walk. It's a swagger.
Yeah, he has swagger.
It's a swagger,
that's
baby.
Right. Matter of fact, I'm going to go home and get video
swagger.
And do a split screen and put it up on YouTube.
See who got the best swag.
Vanilla and chocolate. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Vanilla and what?
Chocolate. I'm a red bone.
Yeah,
strawberry in a Neapolitan.
Okay.
Ooh, wee.
Yeah, now you said actors, because Barack would be up there.
In position. It could be him as
well. No, I'd be scared of Michelle.
Yeah, Michelle, she got a scope on everybody.
She might scrape you with that underbite.
Oh, he snapped. She can snap and get you popped off.
I know. Look at her arms, okay?
Okay, she
look
is
like
a little buff.
She can throw down on Barack. I bet you she can.
And if you mess with Michelle the wrong way, she going to scrape you up with that underbite. Y'all better leave Michelle alone.
I love you, Michelle.
We love you, girl. Look, that's how you do it. We love you, girl. We love you. You know we love you. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, that's why it is my opinion.
Up, tied up and thrown in the helicopter.
She's going to be like, what did you say? Huh?
Wondering why I got an audit.
Why are you the IRS calling me? With power.
Yeah, much power. She got as much power.
All right, y'all. Real quick.
Okay.
We going to close this show on out today. It has been so, so much fun in this studio today.
No, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Had a blast.
Yes, I'd love to thank you guys for coming. What do you have coming up, Miss Laura Hayes? What you got going on in your life?
Let me say this real quick. I'm trying to be a documentary filmmaker now. Please go to youtube.com/2 BEEBEE and look at all my videos, because you know big numbers on YouTube can get you some money. And so a sister needs some money. I'm also involved with an organization called ACASA. I ain't got time to tell you about it now, but this is a call to all comedy artists. Please go to www.myacasa.com/survey, because comedy is about to experience a evolution. I almost said revolution, but it's an evolution.
Spell that
it's form. About to go down. EVOLUTIOP.
Not that one, baby.
He tried
what?
To say
revolution.
No, the company.
Acasa. ACASA. So go to acasa.com/survey and fill out that survey. It'll get you 1 year's free membership, but it ain't for if it's the negativity in comedy is about to be over. We about to unite.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Okay, wonderful. It's about to be over.
She getting around.
We ain't getting messed over no more. So that's youtube.com/2 BEEBEE and myacasa.com/survey.
Okay, Melanie Camacho, what you got going on in your life right now?
Another thing I want to back up with Miss Laura forgot to mention, that she was also the winner of NBC Shortcuts a couple of years ago for her film. She won for her film that she did. at home, sitting in front of her computer.
Wow.
Genius. Hallelujah. Genius. And she won.
I'd like to see that. So go, please girl. Send it to me. Right. What you got going on in your life right now,
yeah,
Melanie?
I'm also doing a documentary about... I can't tell you. That's too many people.
But I think I know what you're talking about.
But I'm doing a documentary about, I'll tell you a little bit, Obama. It's about Obama also. So, but I also just taped the second version of the All-Star Comedy Jam. Shaq Presents. You probably saw the first one on Showtime with D-Ray and Kevin Hart and Tommy Davidson. Well, this one is going to be myself, DL Earthquake, Arnaz J, Lavelle Crawford.
Oh,
it was an honor. Okay. They called. I'm the only lady on the show. I tried to represent. You know, I didn't want to go on there swearing and foul mouthed. You know, I did do dirty jokes, but, you know, I didn't want to be, you know, sometimes we get that rep as the black female comedian that we're so foul mouthed. And I just didn't want to take it there. Yeah, I did.
Thank you, girl.
I did jokes that I think would cross over to any color. Okay. All you need to do is be a mother or a wife or a woman, and you'll be able to relate to that. And you know, I'm just still trying to make it happen. Hollywood has a stereotype for the black female comedian, and I'm not it. They prefer the bigger girls or the dykeier looking girls.
Yeah. So what's gonna be my problem? I'm cute and fat,
girl. Well, you should not know. You'll be in there in a minute. Trust me.
Sweaty girl.
Donnie Keith will blow up for Melanie. Will. Look, I'm gonna need a fat suit to blow up to make it to the next level in a minute.
No, you're not. You one of my favorites.
I got God on my side, and with Him, all things are possible. So
and you know what? I'm gonna add to that, because what God got for you, can't no man take it away.
That's
what you got going on in your life, Chocolate Storm?
I hope he got Ildris Elba for me.
Talk directly in the mic for us.
I got a video coming out to Come and Get Your Son, for those of you who don't like it. But I have this little bit that I do at the end of my comedy called Bitch Come and Get Your...
Oh, it's too late. Go on and say it. I'm going to have to edit it out.
It's on TV, right?
I'm going to have to edit it out. Go ahead and say it.
Well, it's called Miss Come and Get Your Son, but Miss ain't what I said. It's a video.
Female dog.
Yeah.
Come and Get Your Son.
Yeah, it's a video being done on that. And then just hitting stages wherever.
That's
and
right.
I'm directing the video.
Ms. Laura
it's my
is
first
directing
directorial
it. So,
hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, so okay. It's coming out really nice. So
Bird, you got anything going on?
Laura's directing Chocolate Storm?
Yes.
All right.
It's hot.
Just got my music, man. It's hard being me. Got a new single coming out. My birthday is on the 29th of this month.
Oh,
25th.
Yeah.
I will be at Club Orchid right off of Wilshire. If y'all want to come,
table
please.
Dance.
Okay.
We're
going to do it real big. But yeah, Leo's. That's all I'm going to say. It's hard being me.
Folks.
Okay. Real quick, let me just say this. We want to thank our guests, first of all, for coming through today and blessing us with their appearance on Street Speak. Also, next week, airing on Street Speak, we have the Hip Hop Show. We have writer and critic and author Siddiqui Bakari. He came in with comedian Amber Brashear, and it was all about when we fell in love with hip hop and when we fell out of love with hip hop and how we're going to get back to where it started. Okay. Also, we've got next week we taping with Zoe Williams, the voice of reason on Jamie Foxx's Foxhole, and the subject is Enough is Enough with Tori Lauren Hart. And I look forward to you guys being there. Don't forget, we'll see you next week. Spread peace by spreading love. Peace out.
And keep speaking.
My magic potion for love.